Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. I praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the praise that is due to Him. And I testify that He, Allah, is the only God worthy of being worshipped. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet Muhammad, his noble and pure family, and all of his noble companions. Inshallah, we continue the tafsir of part 30 of the Noble Quran, and tonight we will begin Surah Al-Balad, and inshallah we'll try to finish it all. Surah Al-Balad, which is chapter 90 of the Noble Quran, and it's exactly 20 verses, 20 ayat. يبدأ الله عز وجل يقول الله عز وجل لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. لا أقسم, it started by the article لا, and this article لا is not a negation here in the context of this verse. Rather, it is استفتاح للكلام, meaning opening speech, and for توكيد, للتوكيد, meaning for affirmness. Because what is intended here is to affirm the oath and the swearing, meaning أنا أقسم بهذا البلد, meaning I swear by the city of Mecca. So here it draws attention, and it also brings affirmation. And al-qasam, swearing, ta'kidu al-shay'i bi-dhikri mu'azzamin ala wajhi al-khusus. Al-qasam, swearing, is to affirm something by mentioning something which is magnified on a particular way. So anything which is sworn upon must be magnified by the one who is swearing. Though it may not in its own essence be the case, meaning those who swear by Al-Lat and Al-Uzza, Al-Lat and Al-Uzza are both idols. They are magnified to them, however in itself it is not really worth magnification. So therefore, the articles for swearing in Arabic are three. The articles in swearing, يعني حروف القسم ثلاثة. The articles of swearing from the Arabic grammar are three. الباء, ب, الواو, واو, و, والتاء, والتاء. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying لا أقسم بهذا البلد, and البلد is Mecca, the city. أقسم الله عز وجل بها لشرفها وعظمها, because of its honor and its greatness. فهي أعظم بقاع الأرض حرمة, it is the most sacred of all the places on earth. And وأحب البقاع إلى الله عز وجل, and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all places. That's why ولهذا بعث منها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that's why the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was sent from it, who is سيد البشر, the one سبحانه وتعالى, صلى الله عليه وسلم is the one of the master of all humanity, excelling above them all, صلوات الله وسلامه عليه, may Allah الصلاة والسلام be upon him. And therefore it is all fitting, جدير بهذا البلد الأمين أن يقسم به, and therefore it is all fitting that this sanctuary of Mecca fitting to be taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make an oath by it. However, with respect to us, نحن لا نقسم به, we don't make an oath, or we don't swear by Mecca. Why? Because it is makhluq, it is created, and it is not our right to make or to swear بمخلوق by that which is created. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم cautioned us in the hadith, من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر أو أشرك. The one who makes an oath or swears by other than Allah, then indeed he commits shirk or commits kufr, disbelief. As to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ يُقْسِمُ بِمَا شَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is entitled to swear by whatever he wishes. وَلِهَذَا أَقْسَمَ هُنَا بِمَكَّةِ. And that's why he, in this case, he subhanahu wa ta'ala made an oath by Mecca. لَا أُقْسِمُ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. Meaning, I swear by this city while you are in it. حِلٌّ. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presence in Mecca يَزِيدُهَا شَرَفًا إِلَى شَرَفِهَا, exceeds or increases its honor. It's already established honor. And it is also said, it means that وَأَنْتَ تَسْتَحِلُّ هَذَا الْبَلَدِ, while you, Muhammad, are making this blood lawful. Because you know Mecca is a sanctuary, but there was a time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it lawful. And so the other meaning, therefore, to smear and to mend, to affirm the intention, to affirm at-tawkeed, yes, of that which is being sought in this swearing or in the oath. Naam, correct. طيب, وأنت تستحل هذا البلد, meaning while it is made allowable to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was of the time of Fath, the opening of Mecca. Why? Because the أن مكة عام الفتح أحلت للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم تحل أحد قبله. Because Mecca at the time of فتح, of the opening of it, Mecca was allowable, made allowable to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and it wasn't the case before that for anyone else. And therefore ولا تحل لأحد بعد ذلك, and it is not also allowable for anyone after that. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله حرم مكة فلم تحل لأحد قبلي ولا تحل لأحد بعدي وإنما أحلت لي ساعة من نهار. Allah has made Mecca a sanctuary, صلى الله عليه وسلم said, so it was a sanctuary before me and will continue to be a sanctuary after me. It was allowed, meaning made legal for me to fight in it for a few days or few hours of a day. And in another narration he said, وَقَدْ عَادَتْ حُرْمَتُهَا الْيَوْمِ كَحُرْمَتِهَا الْأَمْسِ, and today its sanctity is valid as it was before. Both hadiths were reported in Bukhari and Muslim. And therefore the iqsam, the swearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this city, by this city, is restricted for that when it was made lawful for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the year of Al-Fath, the opening, because in that day it increased in honor. Why? Because it was purified, طهرت من الأصنام وهزم المشركون. On that day it was purified from the idols and the mushriks were defeated. And it turned from a city of kufr to a city of belief, and from a city of shirk to a city of tawheed. And it was also, alaykum salam, a city of arrogance, and then it turned to a city of submission, Islam. So the highest degree of honor of Mecca was on the day of its opening, عام الفتح. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an oath, another oath, وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدْ, وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدْ. The next verse, please, which is verse number 3, inshallah. And by the begotter, and that which he begot. This is one meaning. Can we have? And by the begotter, this is one meaning. Meaning the begotter here is referring to Adam. This is one meaning. And in al-walad, that which he begot, meaning his, Adam's progeny. Okay, this is one meaning. Also it is said, المراد بالوالد هنا وما ولد كل والد وما ولد. It also refers to invite when I get back, reboot. Okay, inshallah, Islam perfection, I'll do that. طيب. Meaning every والد وما ولد, يعني every father and whatever he gets from children. الإنسان referring to man as well as to the animals, everything, because both are آية من آيات الله, are considered from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This mawlud, this born, comes out alive, straight, hearing, seeing, coming out from a drop of water, which is the semen. And this is an evidence for the perfect ability of Allah Azza wa Jal. هذا الولد السوي يخرج من نطفة. This straight ولد, this straight child, is brought forth from a نطفة, from semen drops. أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين. As in Surah Yasin 36 77, doesn't man see that we created him from nutfah, mixed female and male sexual discharges, meaning semen drops. فإذا هو خصيم مبين, yet he stands forth as an open opponent. Similarly, insects comes out weak and thin, then it grows as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and exceeds in size. And therefore this ayah is general. This ayah therefore is general, تشمل كل والد وكل مولود, referring to every one, a father, and every child, and everything from the animals also and their offspring. Then comes the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Verily we have created man in toil. فِي كَبَدٍ. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا, the lamb in لَقَدْ, the lamb, the Arabic article lamb in the word لَقَدْ is in the answer of the oath, جواب القسم. Why? لِتَزِيدَ الْجُمْلَةَ تَأْكِيدًا, in order to increase and intensify the affirmity of this sentence. So we continue inshallah ta'ala. لقد, قد as well as an article of affirmation, توكيد. So this sentence is affirmed by three things. First of all, القسم, القسم, the swearing. Second, the لام, the article لام in لقد, in the saying of Allah لقد. And also قد itself. خلقنا الإنسان, الإنسان refers to the type of man, everyone from the children of Adam. في كبد, what كبد means? We have created man in كبد. What is كبد? It translated there in the verse that you saw, in toil. The first meaning, it has two meanings. The first meaning is في استقامة, in straightness, meaning on the perfect stature or shape or form. مستقيما, upright, walking on his feet, lifting his head up, and his body is straight. However, the animals are, again it's coming to, breaking, Allahumma sta. Yeah, tonight the connections are not that good. Okay, good voice now. So it comes and goes. Alhamdulillah. So the first meaning is of kabad, as you have seen it there in toil, in translation. This is a translation of the meaning. It comes really in two meanings.